and in standalone financial support. This was coordinated by First Rand Bank, acting through its Rand Merchant Bank division. An additional 2 billion rand is being raised in line with Star's funding needs and growth in operations as well. Steinhoff has been under massive pressure since accounting fraud was discovered late last year. In other news, the Lewis Group has recovered slightly to post an increase of 9.9% in full-year merchandise sales. This was fueled by its recent acquisition in United Furniture Outlets, or UFO. The furniture and appliance provider, which caters to middle to low-income consumers, says its merchandise sales came in at 2.9 billion rand compared to 2.6 billion rand just a year ago. And then in other results news, hotel and casino operator Soho Sun has reported a 4% increase in full-year core profit. It says this was helped by recent acquisitions. The owner of Monte Casino says core profit, or earnings before interest, tax, depreciation, and also property rentals for the year ending March, rose to 5.3 billion rand. Looking at the markets, a short while ago, the All Share was down 1.24% at 57,401 points. The main leaderboard, all in negative territory, I'm afraid, today. The banks, gold mining, financials, all down about 1%. And then looking at the currencies, sterling has fallen to a fresh new low, not just the rand these days. After weaker than expected UK inflation cast doubts over whether the Bank of England